It's Jeff Around Town, and I am chatting with my friend, Beth Katz. And Beth, you and I first met at Blue Line, I believe, coffee shop. Mm-hmm. And we're hanging out across the street. And you are super interesting. I don't fully understand exactly what you are working on. It's interesting, but I'm hoping we can unpack that. I know that you lived in Scotland for a while, and you've told the story about seeing this mural that touched you when you were living there. So can you just share a little bit about that, and we'll go from there?
Sure. Well, basically, my family and I moved to Scotland from Omaha back in 2018 for me to basically pursue a PhD. Mm-hmm. And what I was looking at through my work there was how the policies and practices of governments affect efforts to welcome and include immigrants in different countries. Every day when I was on my way walking to the university, mm-hmm. and taking my daughter to and from her nursery, I would see on the side of this building in Edinburgh a huge mural of Frederick Douglass, mm-hmm. who many of your listeners are probably well aware was such a pivotal figure in the American abolitionist mm-hmm. movement and in the global anti-slavery movement. And this was during, you know, he operated in the late 1800s. My husband and I were sort of curious about, why is there this big mural of him?
Yeah.
And well, it turns out that he had spent several years in Scotland as part of his anti-slavery efforts. Mm. He traveled over to Scotland and the UK and did a number of different talks. Mm. And during his time there, he both was a very influential figure in the anti-slavery movement in Scotland. And then when he came back to the US, he took over many of the things that he learned and kind of elucidated while he was in Scotland. So, and this was before there were planes, this was before there was the internet.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
But even then, this kind of cross-pollination that happens when you bring people together who are dealing with shared concerns, but in different spaces, can be really powerful. And that really led me to think more deeply about how can we do the same for those of us who want to create welcoming, inclusive, and humane spaces for everyone, but particularly for our most vulnerable populations, which include immigrants.
And you are now working on putting together a network sort of globally with a lot of European countries. You're doing that from here with the idea of putting an organization together using technology, using email and phone and Zoom, probably, I'm guessing, but you're working on that now. That's kind of your passion at this time.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the things that having the privilege of being able to research and spend significant time with practitioners, meaning people who are involved in all different ways in efforts to welcome and include immigrants in different countries, is I was struck by, unfortunately, how many similarities there were experiencing in terms of the large immigration environments becoming more hostile spaces, mm-hmm. and the challenges that it posed for their work to welcome and include immigrants. Mm. And many of these practitioners, many of these people who are working to welcome and include immigrants are themselves immigrants, have family members who are immigrants. So there's a layered dimension to the work that they're doing. Mm. And what I was struck by, again, kind of hearkening back to seeing, you know, being inspired by the work of Frederick Douglass and many others, is just the power to bring people together who are operating in seemingly different spaces, but yet are dealing with many of the same conditions. Wow. And I think it allows us to potentially learn from each other and share even more.
Building up that empathy. And
that solidarity, that community. Yeah. And so the work that we're trying to do in developing this network is really focused on, while we're using digital and technological tools to facilitate that, at its heart is really about building community, building solidarity.
That human connectivity.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, hopefully we will be able to enjoy support that will enable us to actually physically bring people together to do more sharing and learning and collaboration.
Very powerful, Beth Katz, thank you so much for chatting on Jeff Around Town.
Oh, thanks so much.